Yes, and Joe was fighting this. We even had the guy that was the head of the Selective Service for the state of Ohio. He was a Navy man, and he came down and looked at the situation and tried to plead my case, and they would not listen to him. Mm-hmm. But now I don't know whether that was the cause or rather just the pressure of doing this project.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hate to belabor this, but I've got to tell it to you. But I went three nights. There was a Friday night, a Saturday night, and a Sunday night that I didn't sleep a wink. And I came into work on Monday not feeling very well. And by 9 o'clock, I was starting to break out in hives. And I tell you, within a half hour, my feet were swollen. My eyes were almost swollen shut. And I was just swollen up all over. And I hadn't eaten anything, so it couldn't have been an allergy to something like that.
Mm.
So my doctor told me to, he said, I'll call the doctor. And he said, can you drive a car? I said, yeah. I said, I think I can see well enough to drive. He said, well, get over here right away. He was over on, not too far from us. And he gave me a shot of adrenaline. See, they didn't have cortisone back in those days.
Mm.
Which is what I should have had, but they didn't have it. So he gave me a shot of adrenaline, and he says, get your rear end home as fast as you can. Because when this adrenaline starts taking over, he says, you may be in worse trouble. He said, it'll put a stop to the highs, but you'll be in other trouble. So I got home, and it wasn't more than an hour until he stopped by the house. And he gave me a shot of Demerol. And put me to sleep. Mm. Boy, if that wasn't pleasure, I tell you. So anyway, I was off a week, and when I came back, I was 20 pounds lighter. There's no exaggeration here either. I had been going to University of Dayton at night and working this job, you know, and all of this stuff and fighting the draft war, and I guess it was just too much for me. So anyway, I got settled down after about a week, and since we weren't making tubes, well, I wasn't in the tube laboratory. I had another room and another project.
Uh-huh.
And but the tube laboratory was still mine. Joe and I had the only keys to that room. And I could go down there. I had my desk was still there, personal belongings, mm-hmm. everything, telephone. I could go down there and relax a little bit, see? So anyway, I got a call from Joe. And he said, meet me down the tube lab. And I said, okay. So I went down there. And we sit down. He says, I'm going to teach you how to loaf. He says, that's what your problem is. He says, I learned the hard way. And he says, I'm going to teach you how to loaf. He said, every morning. So Bob Umar came into the room and said, where's Jack? And the guy said, well, down. He called the tube lab on the phone. I answered the phone. And he says, I've been looking for you. I says, what's the problem? He says, well, what are you doing? I says, well, I'm down here with Joe. Well, what are you doing down there with Joe? I said, Joe's teaching me how to loaf.